What's happening clearly here is that the council has decided that they're going to do one or two or three meetings with a translator, and the rest of us, it's kind of forcing others then to speak English. I haven't spoken English at these meetings. I've never stated that I will never speak English, but that has to be my choice. And I think that in Donegal, Gaeltacht County, that anybody who wishes to do his business through Gaelic should have that opportunity.
And you're not precluded from doing so, but the council has encouraged you to make your comments bilingually in the absence of a translator.
No, but that's the council then looking for me to speak English. That has to be the decision of the individual. I would prefer to do my business through Gaelic. I live in the Gaeltacht. I was elected in the Gaeltacht, and I believe it is my right to be able to, and anybody else's, to continue to do our work through Gaelic. We have a situation at the moment where we are on our knees in relation to the Gaeltacht, that we have only 10 to 15 years to save it. We have government policy which basically says you speak away in Gaelic in your own little communities, but do not try to speak Gaelic to us in an official capacity. And that's basically what the councillors are saying again. So I call again on the Donegal County Council to put the services, have the services there available that anybody wishes to do the business through Gaelic. I would also call on other councillors who are from the Gaeltacht to support this position and not to put politics before the Irish language.